Watch Trump attorney, not a coincidence charges filed against Trump evidence of corruption emerges, election interference. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 3, 2023. Washington, D.C., former President Donald Trump's attorney, Alina Haba, told reporters outside the E. Barrett Prettyman courthouse where Trump was arraigned on Thursday that it was not a coincidence that charges have been filed against the 45th president following negative news coming out about Joe Biden and his family. "This is election interference at its finest," Haba said. "The fact that I am standing here for the third time in 5 months is not a coincidence. This is the Biden political lawfare that we have seen time and time again. It is a deflection from everything that they have done," Haba told reporters Thursday. "And if you don't believe me, look at the facts," she continued. On March 17, Hunter accidentally admits that it was his laptop from hell. The next day, DA Alvin Bragg indicts President Trump. June 8, an FBI document is released showing that the Ukrainians paid the Biden crime family millions and millions of dollars. The next day, the Mar-a-Lago raid, and the Mar-a-Lago indictment. Haba went on to note that last week, Hunter Biden's sweetheart plea deal fell through when the judge realized it had blanket immunity. The following day, a superseding indictment against Donald Trump. July 31, Devin Archer goes to testify in front of the House, Trump's attorney added. That was only after they failed to put him in jail prior to the fact. What happens the next day? The January 6 indictment that we are here for today. "This is not a coincidence," Haba asserted. "This is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for president, for either party. President Trump is under siege in a way that we have never seen before. President Trump, his legal team, and everyone on his team will continue to fight. Not for him, but for the American people," Trump's attorney concluded. On Thursday, President Trump arrived in Washington, D.C. to make his first appearance in federal court in the wake of special counsel Jack Smith's prosecution of him relating to January 6. Trump was indicted by a Washington, D.C. grand jury on Tuesday on four counts, including conspiracy to defraud the U.S., conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights, in relation to the January 6 Capitol riots. The indictment was announced the day after President Joe Biden had been implicated in a long-running influence-peddling scheme by his son Hunter's former business partner, Devin Archer, in testimony before the House Oversight Committee. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.